listening to the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in La Mesa, California. For more information about Shepherd of the Valley, visit our website at www.svlc.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
First of all, before I begin the sermon, I want to tell you about what's up here. You see the word there, Alleluia. If you haven't been worshiping with us for the last 40 days, we've resisted saying that word in worship. We've been calling it the A word. And we're not saying that A word. At the children's talk on the Sunday before Ash Wednesday, so our last Sunday worshiping together, at the children's talk at the late service, I had the children pretend to be burying a hole. And they took all their alleluias and they set them into their hands like this. They
hallelujah, hallelujah.
And I said, put them into the ground now. And so they buried them. So this is just a wonderful image up here I just want to tell you about. And these are new pyramids. I didn't know that the new pyramid would have the word alleluia across it. So it's as if the children buried alleluias in the ground and they've grown up with all these lilies and this word alleluia. So I just thought that was really neat. I just wanted to share that with you as this is our central focal point. Here this morning on the cover over our altar, over our table. They came looking and he wasn't there. They're told to go to Galilee and the risen Christ meets them, meets us en route. Grace to you and peace this Easter morning from our risen Christ who appears before us en route. Whose feet we grab onto, who we worship and praise, who raises us with him and tells us to go to Galilee. Amen. What is this business with Galilee on Easter morning? The angel mentions it and Jesus says it himself, go to Galilee, I'll see you there. Where is Galilee? Well, in the Gospel of Matthew and in literal form, Galilee was where Jesus and all the disciples were from. His crucifixion happens down in the south, in Jerusalem area, but the angel says, go back up north, go back to Galilee. Galilee is where Jesus grew up, where he called the disciples, where he preached the Sermon on the Mount, where he fished, where he ate, where he slept and healed and worked. Galilee was where they were from. Mary and Mary were looking for his body dead in the tomb, but Jesus was alive and well and headed to Galilee. So where is your Galilee? Where are you from? I don't mean necessarily the town of your birth or your childhood. That would mean that Houston, Texas would be my Galilee or the fjords of Norway. I mean more like the place and the state of mind where you live, where you work, where you eat, where you sleep and fish and have your friends and your life. Where'd you come from this morning when you got up? Where'd you come from this past week or this past month? Where'd you come from this season? Go back there. There, the angel says, you will see Jesus. Go back to where you came from. Go back to the office. Go back to the courtroom. Go back to the hospital lab. Go back to the internet. Go back home. Go back to retirement. Go back to school. Go back to where you came from, the angel tells us this morning. But now, here's the difference. Now, you will see Jesus there. Maybe you've come from a place of sorrow or frustration lately. Maybe this has been a difficult time for you. This Easter gospel this morning, ironically, sends us back there. Galilee isn't all peaceful rolling hills. There is lots of sorrow and frustration there in Galilee. I've had friends and family members who have been to the literal Galilee. And one of their comments when they came back and told me about their trip is, I did not realize how much turmoil is there in that land where Jesus is from. There is bloodshed in those valleys. How true it is for us as well. Go back there, even if there is difficulty there. Go back there, the angel says. Don't run from it. Don't ignore it or push your sorrow or your frustration away or bury it or keep it locked up in the tombs of your hearts and souls. No, go back there. Only now you'll see the risen Christ there. Maybe you've come from a place of loneliness or worry about the future or regret about something in your past, or maybe just a place of overwhelming anger and you just can't shed that anger. Sisters and brothers in Christ, Jesus has already been there. Jesus has already gone ahead of us to those Galilees, and Jesus will meet us there. So you can go back there now too. We no longer have to hide from those things that bring us down, even those things that drive us into the grave. We no longer have to hide from death itself, because Christ is alive. Because Christ Jesus has conquered death and the grave, now we can go there, face our Galilees, and find Christ right in the midst of them. Can I get an amen, even from a group of Lutherans? Can I get an amen?
All right.
Those brave women in the story, I'm just saying, it's interesting. Those brave women in the story, you know, the men in the story became frozen, said they were like dead men. But the women followed the angel's directions, even though they were scared too. It says they were filled first with great fear and then with great joy. In other words, those women, those brave women, were being both humble and honest. Who wouldn't be terrified at the face of an angel telling you that the one you love is no longer there, that's gone somewhere else, that's risen? Let us not be like the men in this story, frozen and scared to death. Let's all be like the women. We go now from this Easter daybreak, the first sun rising of 50 days of Easter mornings. We go now with both fear and joy, both humbly and honestly. Only now, when we go, we will see Jesus there. Jesus, right in the midst of the pain, right in the midst of our worry, right in the midst of our regret or our great anger, because of the resurrection, because he rises from the tomb, because he lives eternally, because thine is the glory, as we're about to sing, thine is the glory, risen, conquering Son, he has promised never to leave us. We never have to go there alone. The resurrection doesn't promise a painless, sorrowless, happily ever after, just rainbows and Easter egg candy all the day long, all our earthly lives long. No, the resurrection doesn't promise that. What the resurrection of Jesus Christ means is that we never have to go through all that alone. And we never have to consider ourselves unloved or unforgivable. Let's go share that good news with our lives. Let's go and tell. The angel and Jesus, they don't just tell the women to go to Galilee. There's another command. Go and tell. That's the second part. How about we share this good news also? Not just make it our own little, shh, Jesus is risen. Don't tell anyone. No, let's tell it. And tell it with our lives, even more important, I think, than telling it with our mouths. Let's tell it with our lives that Jesus, through his life, death, and resurrection, gives us forgiveness without end, love and hope without boundaries, mercy overflowing, peace beyond all human understanding, and joy. Parker Palmer. Does anybody know Parker Palmer? Fantastic author. He writes a book called Let Your Life Speak. And in this wonderful book, he has a chapter entitled Back to the World, where he talks about leadership. He doesn't talk about leadership as kind of egocentric, immodest, loud, out front, self-serving leadership, which is, that's where my mind goes when you tell me about leadership. I think about people who are out front. We've become awful cynical about our leaders when you talk about political leaders. I mean, just say a few names and our skin starts to crawl, right? It's not the kind of leadership he's talking about. He's giving this other idea. And he says, if it's true that we are made for community, then leadership is everyone's vocation. If it's true that we are made for community, if you believe that, which that's what we find in the very beginning in the story of Genesis, Jesus God makes, Jesus makes the world and people for community. If it's true, if you buy that, if it is true that we are made for community, then leadership is everyone's vocation. Even I, he writes, a person unfit to be president of anything, have come to understand that for better or worse, I lead by word and deed simply because I am here doing what I do. If you also are here doing what you do, then you also exercise leadership. Let your life speak. Go back to Galilee and tell everyone he is risen with your life. How do you specifically say with your life, with what you do, whatever it is that you do, how do you say with your life, Christ is risen indeed? Go to Galilee, the angel says. There you'll see Jesus. And hey, tell others about it too. And then the surprise. The women go, fearful and joyful. They're on their way. And then the surprise. Boom. As they're en route, Jesus meets them already and says to them, greetings. And they worship him in that place. That's what we're doing now. We're gathering at the feet of Jesus and we're worshiping, we're celebrating in this place. We're on our way back out. We're on our way to our Galilees, but here in this place, Jesus is meeting us en route. So during Lent, we had this wonderful devotion. For those of you who might not worship with us regularly or haven't been here for a while, during this Lenten season, these last 40 days, we had this wonderful devotion. It's a simple cross that was just made out of sticks by a handful of people in the congregation and children as well. Just a simple Lenten cross. It's got a little purple flower on it, the color of Lent. And on the front of it is a simple word. And so the idea was you had a different word each day during the Lenten season. And it was really just a wonderful devotion. And I was in a number of homes during these last 40 days, and I got to see your Lenten crosses on your kitchen tables or in the windowsills in prominent places. It's been wonderful. 40 words for 40 days is what we called this. Well, that's over now. Sort of sad about it. That's the end of these 40 words for 40 days. But I'd like to keep a faith at home practice going. And so what I'd like to do is give you a new card. So those of you who have a cross already, you could maybe take your cross and Easter it up, maybe put some flowers on it. This is a wonderful example here. This purple Lenten cross is Eastered up. It's got some flowers on it. But I want to give you a new card. And this new card says this. Where in your Galilee did you see the risen Christ today? And so the idea is not a new card every day, but rather just keep this card as your focal point for the next 50 days. For the next 50 days. I've got cards here. I'm just going to pass them out. And you can just pass these cards around. If you've got the Easter cross, you can, or the Lenten cross, you can flip it onto your Lenten cross. Or if you've got something else, you can make something. Put that in a prominent place. And make it the focal point at the end of your day to gather and talk about this with each other. Or you can journal about it. You can blog. You can tweet about it. However you do it. But how and where did you see Christ in your Galilee, in your everyday lives? It's a way to kind of keep this faith practice going. Not just here at church on Sunday morning, on Easter Sunday, but rather through our lives, through our everyday lives. Friends in Christ, with both fear and joy, I proclaim to you that Jesus is with us. Jesus is with us through thick and thin. Isn't it interesting that only in Luke's gospel does Jesus ascend up into the clouds? And actually, that's not in Luke's gospel. That's in Acts, but we believe Acts was part. Anyway, only in Luke's gospel does that happen. All the other gospels, Jesus' feet remain firmly planted on the ground. Jesus never leaves us. He stays with us through thick and thin. Specifically, Jesus is in our Galilees. That is, Jesus is in our everyday lives. The gospel gets local. I love Matthew's version. This is in Mark as well. Remember at the beginning of the Gospel of Matthew, during Advent we read this, that we are to name, that Mother Mary and Joseph are to name their child Emmanuel. That's in Matthew's gospel. Emmanuel means God with us. And Jesus stays true to that name all the way to the end of that Gospel of Matthew. Jesus never leaves us. Emmanuel, God with us, remains with us all the way to the end, where he says in this last chapter that I read today, just a few verses later, he says to his disciples in Galilee, this, by the way, comes true. Jesus says, I'll meet you in Galilee. And sure enough, the disciples go there, they meet with him, and there they are on a hill again, just a simple hill, looking out over that broken world, that broken area of Galilee. And Jesus reminds his disciples, he sends them out, and he says, and remember, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. That's how the Gospel of Matthew concludes. Christ is alive, sisters and brothers, and the only place he's going now is right back out into our realities, right back into our everyday lives, right back into our Galilee. Hallelujah. Amen.
From all of us at Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit www.elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day.